Shalom, everyone. Welcome to our live Universal Mantra meditation class. And we welcome all of you, old and new, to the class. The purpose of the class is to experience the Universal Mantra and the process of meditation as given to us by Maitreya. Many of you are already meditators, but we invite you to try this Universal Mantra meditation with us. And for those who have never experienced meditation, let us start with an explanation of meditation. Meditation is the process of directing our attention from going outward to going inward. In Sanskrit, the word meditation is sadhana, which means struggle. So it is a process of struggling to know the self, the relationship of the self with the universe, and overcoming those forces which are in our way toward the goal to become divine. Meditation is not escapism, but an all-out and in struggle to overcome all kinds of evil tamasic influences. God and self-realization are not for the escape the struggle, but are for those who are soldiers of the Lord. You might ask, why mantra meditation? The glossary of Thoh of the Holiest of the Holies gives us the answer. Mantra, the empowered words used to invoke the latent spiritual forces. Their power is their ability to stimulate and awaken different levels of spirit and bring understanding of that level to the soul. Some may wonder, well, how do you involve children in meditation? It's almost impossible to expect some children to sit down and be still. This universal mantra can be used as a walking mantra for children. And even for those adults who find it hard to sit down, calm the mind, and meditate. As the child or adult walks, just breathe from the diaphragm and repeat the universal mantra as we will do together now. Listen to the pronunciation of the mantra. Hari Om Sheri Hung. Om Nam Kevalam. I'm going to repeat that again. Hari Om Sheri Hung. Om Nam Kevalam. You can ideate the meaning. The goal of the life is to become divine. That divinity, God, is everything. Let us take a few moments to contemplate the meaning of this mantra. Realize that is the goal of life. You may have noticed, as I said the mantra, the pull between the first part of the mantra, Hari Om Sheri Hung, and the second part, Om Nam Kevalam. So there's a pause after the first part, Hari Om Sheri Hung, pause. And we have our second pause after Om Nam Kevalam. These pauses are unique to the mission of Maitreya's meditation. The breathing in this meditation should be from the diaphragm. Breathe from the diaphragm. Bring your attention to your breath. Breathe in through your nose, filling your lungs from the bottom with air. Your stomach area will expand first. You can put your hand on your stomach to feel it rise. Then your middle. And finally, you will notice your shoulders will rise a little bit. Pause between breathing in and breathing out and recognize the stillness. Notice the energy released from the bottom of your stomach upward. Breathe out, allowing your stomach to contract as you let the air out. The reverse of breathing in, and pause. Pause between breathing out and breathing in and recognize the stillness. Notice how the energy released from the bottom of your stomach races to your head, higher chakras. Be still and know that I am God. Relax. Release any tension in your body. With each breath, feel yourself relax more and more deeply. Now let us unify the universal mantra and its meaning with the breathing technique. This time, as you breathe in, say to yourself the first part of the universal mantra. Hari Om Shri Hum. Pause. And as you recognize the stillness, recognize the energy released at this stillness. Now breathe out. Om Nam Kamalam. Recognize again the stillness as you pause. And again, recognize the energy released at the stillness and how it rushes to your mind, higher chakras. Think. The goal of the life is to become divine. Pause and recognize the stillness. That divinity, God, is everything. Pause and recognize the stillness. If your mind starts to wander, gently bring it back to the rhythm of the breath and the mantra. You might want to keep in mind that you can share this universal mantra. We only ask that when you share it, everyone know that it was given to them by Maitreya. And now, let us experience together the process of meditation as was given to us by Maitreya Ji. Sit comfortably with your back and neck straight and your body in a relaxed position. Close your eyes and again relax your body. Release any tension or tense feelings. Be completely relaxed. That your consciousness, self, is expanding outward. It fills the whole room. Remember where each object is located in the room. Then expand yourself to fill the whole house, hotel, etc. Remember where each room is and whatever you can remember about the place. Now, expand yourself to fill the whole city. Remember where each road is as much as you can. Then fill the state, province, county, etc., the whole country, the continent, all the continents, and the whole earth. In each step, try to visualize the shape of the vision, the relevance of the part you are expanding from to other parts, etc. Now that you have filled the whole earth, gently leave your body and visualize that you are sitting on the topmost part of the earth. The earth is below you. Visualize peace on earth and goodwill to men. send good thoughts and visualize they penetrate each individual and the earth. You are a channel for God's will. Say in your mind, His kingdom come, His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Imagine that now you are leaving the earth. You are going toward outer space. You pass the moon, the planets in our solar system, the stars, and you go beyond our solar system. You pass our galaxy, then other galaxies. You are going toward the center of the universe. You pass the stars faster and faster until you reach the center of the universe. You slow down and most humbly enter into the center of the universe. A brilliant, misty blue light. The most relaxing and loving, healing energy ever encountered. Most humbly, enter this brilliant blue light and sit in it, and let it enter your body through your toes. As it enters your toes become so relaxed that you feel you have no toes. It enters your feet the same. They become most relaxed. Calves, your knees, your thighs. The light continues to fill you, and it enters your first chakra, second, third, fourth, and fifth chakras. As it enters each of these chakras, it purifies and opens them. The light continues purifying and enters your sixth chakra. Now gaze at the sixth chakra between your eyebrows. Now the blue light is the most brilliant white. Keep your back and neck straight. Breathe in deeply and listen to the first part of your mantra. Hari Om Shri Hung. The goal of the life is to become divine. Realizing the stillness, the moment between breathing in and breathing out, the rhythm of your mantra. Breathe out the second part of your mantra, Om Nam Kevalam. That divinity or God is everything. Recognizing the stillness between breathing out and breathing in, the rhythm of your mantra. Continue this process until there is no thought left but the rhythm of your mantra and your mind is still. Be still and know that I am God. If anything internal is disturbing your meditation, any thought, desire, etc., gently bring your mind back to the rhythm of your meditation, your mantra, the breath, the stillness between breathing, and let go of disturbances. Many things will try to prevent you to gain control over your mind. Be sincere and diligent in your meditation. Relaxed. now we'll meditate together for a few minutes, and then we'll reverse the process. When done meditating, reverse the process. Close your chakras by letting the purifying light stay with you within your purified chakras. Keep the light and love that entered you. God will remain with you. Now, you gently come out of the blue light with utmost respect, facing the light. Return from the center of the universe, past the stars, the galaxies, our galaxy, and return to our solar system. Past the planets, the moon, and come and sit on the top of the earth. Remember, peace on earth and goodwill to men. Now pledge that you are an instrument for His will. You are a channel to do His will, to bring His kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. See the peace that you received from the brilliant light is on earth. It penetrates every individual and the earth. Fill the earth and slowly re-enter your body and withdraw from filling the earth. All the continents, the continent you are in, the state, province, city, house, and room you are in, and come back to your body. In this process, we have expanded our consciousness to cover the universe, but we return to our body. Although we have a universal approach, we live and act where we are in the present. We become a channel for God, the universe, but we act locally. Think universally, but act locally. Gently open your eyes. Return to the external world and know that those who meditate on God are in the world, but not of it. You have met the energy of the Lord and are filled with it now. Let it flow through you to others. Be a channel for His will. Do not let them take you to Maya, illusion of separation from God. You take them to God, oneness with God, Spirit, Atman. That ends the meditation class for today. If you have any questions, we invite you to receive your answers by typing a word or phrase in search on the index page of our website, www.maitreya.org/English. Shalom, everyone.